Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Polysecure Attachment, Trauma, and Consensual Non-Monogamy is a nonfiction psychology and relationship book by psychotherapist Jessica Fern. It applies attachment theory to consensual non-monogamy, especially polyamory, and asks how people can build security, trust, and emotional stability in relationships that involve more than one partner, rather than treating monogamy as the default standard for healthy attachment. The book argues that secure attachment is created through relational experience, not through relationship structure alone. Fern also brings a trauma-informed lens to the subject, showing how past wounds, internalized shame, and cultural assumptions can shape jealousy, fear, and disconnection. The book is aimed at readers in CNM relationships, as well as therapists and counselors who want a more inclusive framework for supporting them. Its purpose is both explanatory and practical. It translates psychological theory into tools for creating secure bonds across multiple relationships. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, extending attachment theory beyond monogamy. A central contribution of the book is its challenge to the assumption that attachment theory mainly applies to monogamous couples. Fern takes the familiar categories of secure, anxious, avoidant, and disorganized attachment and shows how they can appear in polyamorous and other consensually non-monogamous settings. This matters because many discussions of attachment treat exclusivity and pair bonding as the natural reference point, which can leave CNM readers with limited guidance. Fern argues that the need for safety, reliability, and emotional attunement does not disappear when a person has more than one partner. The real issue is how those needs are negotiated across a network of relationships. By reframing attachment in this way, the book offers a more flexible and realistic model for readers whose lives do not fit monogamous norms. It also helps explain why familiar relational patterns do not vanish in CNM, but instead reappear in new and sometimes more complex forms. Secondly, the nested model links personal history, relationships, and culture. Fern introduces a nested model of attachment and trauma to show that relational difficulties do not come from a single source. Instead, they emerge across several levels, including the individual nervous system, the immediate relationship, and the wider social environment. This broader view is one of the book's most useful ideas because it prevents readers from reducing jealousy or insecurity to personal failure alone. A person may react strongly to a partner's new connection not only because of childhood attachment experiences, but also because of cultural messages about scarcity, ownership, and a relationship hierarchy. The model therefore places private emotional patterns inside larger systems of influence. That helps readers and clinicians think more clearly about why some conflicts feel repetitive or overwhelming. It also creates room for compassion, since a response that appears irrational in isolation may make sense when understood as part of trauma history and social conditioning. The result is a more complete account of how attachment insecurity develops and persists. Thirdly, trauma-informed reading of jealousy, fear, and disconnection. The book is not only about attachment styles. It is also about trauma and how it shapes relationship behavior. Fern treats reactions such as jealousy, withdrawal, hypervigilance, and panic as possible trauma responses rather than simply signs of immaturity or poor communication. That perspective is especially important in CNM contexts, where people may confront multiple triggers at once: fear of abandonment, comparison with metamors, uncertainty about time and attention, or shame about wanting reassurance. By using a trauma-informed approach, the book explains why certain situations can feel threatening even when there is no objective loss. It also highlights how survival strategies formed in earlier relationships may continue to operate automatically in adulthood. This does not mean every conflict is trauma-based, but it does mean emotional intensity should be interpreted carefully rather than dismissed. The practical value of this framing is that it supports regulation, empathy, and slower, more thoughtful responses. Readers are encouraged to ask what their nervous system is protecting, not just what their partner did wrong. Fourthly, concrete relational practices for building security in multiple partnerships. Polysecure stands out because it does not stop at theory. Fern offers practical strategies for creating secure attachment in multiple relationships, translating psychological concepts into day-to-day relational habits. The book emphasizes that security depends on repeated experiences of responsiveness, honesty, and consistency. In CNM, that often requires more deliberate communication than people expect, because reassurance must be coordinated across several bonds rather than assumed through exclusivity. Fern's practical focus includes helping readers understand their needs, ask for support directly, and develop agreements that reduce ambiguity without trying to control partners. This makes the book valuable to readers who want more than abstract validation. It shows how secure attachment can be built through predictable care, repair after conflict, and clear boundaries. Importantly, these practices are presented as skills rather than moral virtues, which makes them teachable and adaptable. The book, therefore, functions as both a conceptual guide and a working toolkit for people trying to make polyamorous relationships feel stable, sustainable, and emotionally safe. Lastly, a resource for both CNM participants and therapists. The book's audience is broader than people already practicing polyamory. It is also written for therapists, counselors, and other helping professionals who want to understand CNM without pathologizing it. That makes it significant within relationship literature, because many clinical frameworks still assume monogamy as the standard format for intimacy. Fern provides language that clinicians can use to discuss attachment needs, jealousy, repair, and trust without treating non-monogamy itself as the problem. For CNM readers, this has a different benefit. It offers recognition. Many will see their experiences reflected in a serious psychological framework rather than in simplified pop psych advice or moral judgment. The book, therefore, bridges a gap between lived experience and professional practice. Its usefulness comes from that dual function. It explains how CNM relationships work emotionally, and it also equips helpers to support them more effectively. That combination is rare, which is one reason the book has become influential in discussions of attachment, trauma, and relationship diversity. In conclusion, PolySecure is best suited for readers who want a serious, psychologically informed approach to consensual non-monogamy. That includes people in polyamorous or other CNM relationships, as well as therapists, counselors, and students of relationship theory who need a framework that does not assume monogamy is the only path to secure attachment. Its main benefit is that it combines theoretical clarity with practical relevance. Readers gain a way to understand attachment patterns, trauma responses, jealousy, and reassurance seeking without reducing these experiences to personal weakness. They also get guidance for building security through communication, repair, and consistent care across multiple partnerships. What makes the book stand out from many relationship books is its refusal to treat non-monogamy as inherently unstable or as a special case outside normal psychology. Instead, Fern shows that the core human needs for safety, trust, and connection remain the same, even when relationship structure changes. That makes the book both intellectually important and practically useful. It fills a real gap in the literature by speaking directly to CNM realities with nuance, compassion, and clinical seriousness. If you would like to support Jessica Fern, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.